Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. I own Learberg with my wife. The video you're going to watch is a video of Michael Ellis talking about the introduction to teaching a young dog, the beginning of a front exercise for competitive dog work. The video came out of a sports skills masterclass that Learberg produced with Michael Ellis. It has over 300 videos in it, and it's almost 19, 20 hours long. There's a lot of information here. And it's not about a specific dog sport. It's about principles that apply to many, many, many dog sports. In this case, teaching the front in a lot of dog sports is a difficult thing to teach. And Michael's going to talk about how he introduces it to young dogs. If you like the information, at the end, we're going to put the web address for the Sports Skills Masterclass. You can read about it. There's a lot of information there. It's priced reasonably.
Fronts. We do a couple of different things in the front. When we start with young dogs, one of the first things is just obviously getting them close to you. So we do some early luring related stuff where we lure the dog up close to us, and we do that kind of up our body towards us luring, so the dog sits just in front of us, kind of close. You want to start with a puppy and make that general position rewarding and reinforcing. So get close to me, make sure we have the right mechanics on the sit, and we can do that with luring. I tend to try to use both my hands whenever I'm working on front stuff. So even if I have food in my right hand, I take both hands and I bring both hands together like this, or like this, either way, so that I can draw the dog up and into me like this. Right? And I'll frequently stand like this and lean back as I do the initial stuff. So my leg's a little to the outside of the dog, but I'm drawing them in. This way I can lean away from them. If I'm trying to do it like this, I tend to lean over the dog. And again, depending on how sensitive the dog is to my body pressure and whether or not I'm working on my stands and my downs and stuff as well in front, I can push the dog away from me if I'm not careful. So I'll just kind of draw the dog up like this and then mark it and reward the dog. And I tend to reward the dog backwards into me. So I'll step back or I'll pull the dog up into me when I reward them. Don't shove food at them when you're rewarding them there in the beginning.
Sits or stands, can you do it with a stand also? Is that a good idea? Or only sits when you're working on centering, like with the young dog?
Oh, this, you mean on the stands, yeah, in terms of the keeping
dog,
them straight?
Yeah, does the dog, would that be like the next step? Would that help them keep their body in line? If you're imprinting just straight their body with luring, but not making them sit necessarily.
Oh, well, will you just be straight in front of me? Sure, correct. Absolutely. Yeah, no problem, right? So what I think what she's asking is like, as I'm luring the dog in front of me, I pull the dog around, and as they get straight in front of me, just reward them for being straight in front of you, for sure. That helps a lot. People do you see a lot of AKC trainers that I know do this stuff where they're walking backwards and the dog's following them, and they turn and the dog spins to follow them, and as soon as the dog comes straight in line with their body, they just mark and reward. And they turn the other direction as the dog swings straight and they're backing up, they mark and reward. So every time the dog's body gets, you're basically saying every time you wind up in this position, it's reinforcing. Right? And so you can play those little games with the puppy when you're luring them around, and they get so they want to be kind of straight in front of you. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to be super rear-end aware, so if their rear is one way or the other when you start adding the sits and stuff, that they'll be aware of that. But it helps. The more times they get rewarded for being straight in front of you, the more they want to be in that position, right? And the more they center up with your body and stay centered.
And then that too, can that help when you're pivoting, practice pivoting in front?
So what we do is we wind up using this in front like we're doing, and then we use our tuck sticks with the dog on this, right? So we'll show you with that we'll demonstrate that. But one of the next steps, so we start with a puppy. I'm rewarding the puppy for being close to me in front of me all the time. Both hands. Our general rule of thumb for fronts is you're always going to reward on the center line of your body. And bilaterally, right? So if you're bringing rewards from the outside, so even if the dog comes here and looks at me and I'm going to reward them and my hands are at my sides, I'm going to bring both hands in together, or I'm going to spit food, or I'm going to do and reward them between my legs, but always on the center line of my body, right? And again, it's like what we're doing in the healing. If my criteria were perfect, it wouldn't matter where I rewarded the dog. So my dog could come and sit a perfect front and I could say yes and reward it out to the side with my right hand every time. But of course, our criteria isn't perfect. So he would, after I do that 10 times in a row, the dog comes in and sits a little crooked or leans just a little bit to the right, anticipating a reward to the right. I miss that, and next thing you know, over the next 100 repetitions, the dog's sitting crooked. So bring the reward to the center of your body. And this is one of those places that I want the dog to sit close, so when I do it, I'll say yes, and I'll reward in the center of my body, but I'll move away from the dog to draw them into me as they get the reward.